pirogue, we used to call it.
Pirogue.
Yeah. But it actually was a canoe. You know, it was made just like a canoe. It was made round on the outside, and it was carved out of a tree.
Yeah. If somebody had just built a boat like that, and they were going to put it in the water, you'd say they were going to...
They just would... people would use that maybe to cross a stream. There used to be some stream, you know, in those days. But all the streams that we had, we used to cross them on horseback. You know, we all had horses that used to swim with a man on them just as easy as hell. We all had horses like that, everybody around in this neighborhood. Whenever we went to the lake, well, we had to swim Grand Bayou. They ain't had no bridge on Grand Bayou. We had to cross Grand Bayou. Grand Bayou is about 100 foot wide, you know, and a horse had to swim back. I had a horse that I could kneel down on a saddle, and I'd swim any canal or any bayou without getting wet at all. I was dry when I hit the other side.
You just
knelt on the saddle and hold myself on the front and back of the saddle, and he'd swim right through.
God. But when you got in the boat, say two people had to get in the boat, one person would get in the boat, and the other person would stay on the shore and launch.
Well, they had, you had to shove the boat out, but we had, they used to use paddle, you know, to paddle themselves, just like what they used to do. But them John boat, they used to put a stand in front, and they used to use two oars, you know. Man used to oar that with two oars. You could go a whole lot faster than what you could in a, and you could carry more people in.
Yeah.
You got two, three, or four people in there then.
When you had just built a boat, and you were going to test it out, you say you were going to launch
the boat. Yeah, they put it out in the water then.
Okay.
And people, all the boat they had, the people used to build their own boat around here.
Yeah. Did you ever go out at night in a boat and maybe make a kind of a makeshift lamp out of just take a rag and a bottle and put coal oil down in there and light that?
Never have done that. I'll tell you what I've done when I was a young fellow. Take a good piece of dry cypress and split it back about 12, 14 inches in small pieces and light that and go catch the woodcock. You know what a woodcock is?
Yeah, that's that bird at night.
Yeah.
Beat around the tree?
Yeah, he put his beak in the ground, you know. And you go there and catch him at night with a net. Not shoot him, not catch him with a net.
I didn't know they put their beak in the ground.
Yeah.
With that piece of wood, you'd make a
light it, you know, and you'd have fire, you'd have a light, you know, to see where you was going and see the bird. And that light kept that bird from moving, you know, he didn't move, he stayed there quiet, and you put a net over and catch him. But they had plenty of those things in those days, what I'm saying.
You could eat them, huh?
Oh, boy.
They were good to eat.
The best.
Have you ever tried to shoot them?
Oh, well, you could shoot them with a... But if you shoot them with a gun, you know, you ain't had nothing left for them.
No.
You know, you lose over half of the bird, you know, when you shoot them with a gun.
Yeah.
But you could catch them. What you want to shoot them for? You? And in those days, you didn't waste a shell for nothing like that. You had to be careful what you shoot a shell at.
Yeah. What, now, if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square cloth to use as a...
Well, the people used to make all that one, too.
Uh-huh. When she wanted to buy...
Pants and everything. You know, the women used to make pants for the man, shirts for the man and everything. People didn't buy no clothes already made, except for...